Om Shanti. The Magic of Blessings. 17 February 2018. Today is Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you remain beyond and come close to your destination by going over any wall of limitations. The sign of going over any wall of limitation is to go beyond and to remain up above. Upram. The stage of being beyond means the flying stage. Those who have such a flying stage never get struck or trapped in limitations. They always see their destinations to be close. They become flying birds who then land on the branch of Kalpa tree of actions. They would perform actions in a powerful form while being in the unlimited and then fly. They would not get trapped by any bondage of the branch of actions. They would always be free. So, two things are mentioned over here. One is wall of limitation, had ki diwar, and second is kalpa tree. See, Baba, in only few of the murlis, Baba has compared actions with a tree. Baba is saying this, your actions, your karma, they are also like a tree. So this is something, a unique tree. This is known as karma tree. There is also a karma plant or tree. Exact tree, karam tree it is known as, and they worship in eastern region. So here Baba is saying two things. One is this karma tree. So do not get trapped anywhere in this karma tree. So if anybody has to draw a karma tree, how that tree would be? In a tree, you have 5-6 things. One is seed, another is trunk, then branches, leaves, fruit, and flower. Sometimes thorns. So these are some of the things which are associated with tree. So Baba is saying, if this is a tree, this is a tree, okay? So, there are different branches in this tree. You do not get trapped anywhere in any of the branch of this tree. Now tell me, what will be the root of this karma tree?
The seed.
Okay, but when the seed is there, tree is not there. And when the tree is there, seed disappears. But still, you can say, whether you call it seed or whether you call it then roots, or the foundation of the tree is thought. So it's a sankalp, which is the seed, which is the seed of the karpa tree. This is one thing. What is the trunk?
Action.
This is entire is a action tree. This entire is a kalpa tree. Okay. So if this is action, then what are the flowers or fruit or leaves? Fruit is the reward of action, and flowers. What vibrations? Yeah?
Behavior.
Okay. You can think of anything, because this has not been mentioned by Baba anywhere. The detailed description of such a tree, Baba has just said every time that this is a tree and there are different branches, they are the actions. And if you are a bird, you should not get trapped in any of these actions. So if it starts with thought, then there are actions, then there are vibrations, then there is a behavior, then there are leaves, there are fruit of good and bad fruit,
connections,
relationships, everything. So if most of this, you can put anything. I cannot say that this is this, leaves is connection, and fruit is this, or like that. But if you see right from the thought, actions, speech, right from your relationships, your vibrations, your behavior, the fruit which you reap from the karmas, everything, whatever is there, Baba has said, you should not get trapped anywhere. You do the work and get detached. The crux of the story is detachment. You know, in one of the Upanishad, Shveta Shvetara Upanishad, beautiful analogy is given. It is shown there are two birds. This is a tree. One bird is sitting here. on the lower branch, another branch, bird is sitting here. Okay, so there are two birds in one tree. This bird is eating fruit. This bird is not at all eating any fruit. This bird sometimes eats sweet fruit, becomes happy. Sometimes this bird goes and eats bitter fruits, get unhappy. But this bird never eats any fruit. It stays as a detached observer. And it is said that in the human, this tree is human body and this is soul who is eating bitter sweet fruit. And this bird is actually the reflection of the upper bird. These are not two birds, this is the same bird, but this is the perfect form of the bird. So gradually this bird eats bitter fruit, gets unhappy. This bird eats sometimes sweet fruit, gets happy. And then that bird looks up and finds that this bird is same, neither happy nor unhappy. So it feels, this bird feels, what is this bird doing there? So it moves up, 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 and it reaches this bird and finds that I am this bird. And this was just a reflection of that bird. So this is a beautiful analogy that is given. Means, this is my angelic form, my perfect form, unaffected, detached. It is not tasting any fruit. It is even detached from action and fruits, both. Baba has said in one of the Avaktavanis, what is karmatit stage? Karmatit stage is when action and their results do not touch you. So this is our perfect stage. We are here at present. We get affected by action. We do good actions, we do bad actions, keep on doing. We have to bear the fruit of bad karmas, everything. But as we approach towards our perfect form, we will find that all this, we will stop getting affected by, influenced by actions. And we will reach this perfect stage, the angelic stage, the karmati stage, where we will remain unaffected by action. So here in today's blessing, Baba has said, those who have flying stage will never get stuck or trapped in limitations. Now Baba has talked a beautiful thing, diwar, a wall of limitation. This is a wall, okay? This is had ki diwar or wall. This is a wall. What are the walls we have created ourselves? Everybody has to find out. What are the walls? They are not allowing me to march ahead, to progress ahead. There are some walls, some barriers, very subtle. The walls may be of vices, maybe some old sanskar, maybe some habit, maybe some addiction. Maybe some mental block, which is not allowing me to progress. There is definitely some wall. So churn about this wall. Think about this wall. Baba, he uses different words, different metaphors, similes to explain the same point. Today Baba has said wall of limitation. I am not progressing because somewhere I am on this side of the wall. And because of that I am unhappy. So, churn on this point, in my life, what are those walls of limitations? One. Second, if this is the karma tree, action tree, kalpa tree of action, where I am getting trapped? In some thought, in some speech, in action, in relationship, in connections, in fruit, in desires. Where? In this tree, Baba said you should not get trapped anywhere. Those, they always see their destination to be close. If you are that little smaller bird which is at a lower platform, you should keep on seeing the upper bird. Because this is me. Earlier this bird did not know that this is a different, this is me. This bird thought this is a different bird. And out of anxiety, out of curiosity, it climbs up. And then he finds that it is a me, same. Actually, this bird was artificial. This was just a reflection of that other bird. So my perfect form is beyond the influence of any actions. So they become flying birds who then land on the branch of kalpa tree. So when you become this bird, you also, at that time also you keep on flitting from one branch to another, but you don't get trapped in any of the branch. That branch may be service, seva, kalyan, doing somebody's benefit, but you don't get trapped. Somebody came to you, you helped that person, and you are detached. Somebody came to you, you gave them cooperation, and you are detached. You are not getting trapped anywhere. You're called, people praised you, you were there. The moment you move away, that thing is gone from your brain, your mind. You're not keeping on thinking about that praise, that appreciation. Somebody comes, abuses you, criticizes you, opposes you, blames you. Whatever that they are doing, they are all external things. And they are going to happen. Baba said in the next Sunday's Murli that those who are jewels of contentment, they will be altruistic, niswarthi, and they will be innocent. Everybody they will see as innocent. Nirdosh. That is a sign of a jewel of contentment. They will not put blame at anybody's door. Nor Maya. What are the blames we give? We had discussed this last time also. We blame time, place, person, drama, Maya, nature, these five elements. We blame God sometimes. Bhagyavidata. We blame situation, circumstances. There's a huge list. Prakriti, sometimes Maya, sometimes God, sometimes drama, sometimes Bhagya, sometimes fortune, sometimes people, sometimes time, sometimes place. We keep on blaming. But Baba said the jewel of contentment, one who is to become, will not blame anybody. He knows that everybody is playing his own part. So there is nothing to blame. He knows that these are karmic accounts which are to be settled. And you also know that there are few karmic accounts which are to come in future. They have not come. They are going to come. So you remain unfazed, unaffected by any one of these things. So become a flying bird who doesn't get trapped anywhere in this tree. They become flying bird who then land on the branch of Kalpa tree of action. They would perform action in a powerful form. They will perform action in a powerful form while being in the unlimited. Keep the consciousness at an unlimited platform. Slightly above everything. All that is laukik that is happening below. And keep on flying up. They would not get trapped by any bondage of the branch of actions. They would always be free. So two things from today's blessing. One, wall of limitation. And second, which is the branch where I get trapped? Praise? Opposition, criticism, blame, what? When somebody comes and starts passing comment upon me, that time do I get trapped? People come and start praising me, do I get trapped? When? What is that point? It could be anything. And there is a highly likelihood of getting trapped in praises, appreciation, acknowledgement, in recognition. This is a great trap. But remember, this is Maya's trap. The whole world will be behind you, but you should be behind God. Let the whole world follow you, but you have to follow God. So, remain free. Whilst talking with Kumaris also, Baba said, you remained free. Otherwise, you would have become a caged bird. You don't have to become a caged bird. At that moment, at that 11th hour, Father entered and saved you. Otherwise, you would have gone. So, what are my walls of limitations? One, this is the question. Second, where do I get trapped? Emotions, memories, expectations, some desires. What? Is it some lack of attainments? The whole Murli is on jewel of contentment. So I'll give you one very good homework. Write down 10 causes of discontentment in Brahmin life. 10 causes of asantushtata. What are the causes? In spite of the fact that God is with us, in spite of the fact Baba said you are victorious, Father is with you, your victory is confirmed. There were just 5, but victory was Pandavas because God was with them. So in spite of the fact that God is with me, in spite of the fact that such elevated knowledge, such elevated version I am receiving from Father, what is the reason? In yesterday's Sakar Murli, Baba had said, Baba gives you just few With just few jewels of knowledge, Baba turns this entire hell into heaven. Just with few jewels of knowledge. And you are just taking with that loti, that small container, you are trying to empty this ocean. That's what is you are doing. But whatever, we are received such a great knowledge, such a great method of yoga, such a great Brahmin family, everything we have, but still what are the causes of discontentment in this life? Desires? Expectations? What? Where I am getting trapped? Is it some internal trap? Outside everybody is looking free, but internally there is some trap. Some emotion has trapped you, some memory has trapped you, some awareness has trapped you, awareness of some non-spiritual thing, some material trap. Anything, it could be anything, it could be greed, or we never know. So, think on these 2-3 points. What are the wall of limitation and where I am getting trapped? And third, I said 10 causes of discontentment, 10 causes of displeasure, dissatisfaction in this Brahmin life. So think deeply on these points. Om Shanti.